American Ground Radio, where we're following the science so closely, one day, science is gonna call the cops, or the CIA, or those other guys. Put them on the watch list.
We choose to go to the moon and do the other things, not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
It is time for us to realize that we're too great a nation to limit ourselves to small dreams.
I have a dream that one day, yes, this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed.
ROCK in the USA, ROCK in the USA, ROCK in the USA, yeah, yeah. Rockin' in the USA.
This is American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Lewis.
Sar Avalone.
It's already happening.
What's that?
The Texas State Attorney General,
yep,
Ken Paxton, has announced that abortions are now illegal in Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And
they're illegal in the state of Louisiana as well.
Well, and Louisiana, Texas, Mississippi, I believe Arkansas, several states have passed a what is often referred to as a trigger law,
right,
that would restrict abortions within a certain number of days of any high court ruling that gives states the authority to outlaw abortions. And
right,
now with the Supreme Court decision on Roe v. Wade, that is exactly what has happened. So in Texas, for example, they have 30 days. So abortion clinics there have 30 days to remain in operation in their baby-killing business for 30 days,
or Mississippi, they're gone.
Mississippi is going to be open at least until, they say, Mississippi abortion clinics will be open at least until July the 4th. Many of these abortion clinics in these states with these trigger laws now have signs that they have made ad hoc that say the clinic is still open because, you know, these trigger laws do allow folks to continue to
temporarily
remain in business.
Temporarily.
In Texas.
For days or weeks.
Yeah, and in Texas, Ken Paxton, the attorney general, he, I guess he gave his attorney general department the entire day off in response to the ruling from the Supreme Court.
He made today a holiday.
He made it a day, a holiday. He said all of his agency's offices will be closed throughout the state of Texas in honor of the nearly 70 million unborn babies killed in the womb since 1973.
I do have a list here. There's a list of states with trigger laws. Arkansas, Idaho, Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, Missouri, North Dakota, Oklahoma, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, and Wyoming. So those are states where those laws will now go into effect.
And of course, Joe Biden, he demanded, he demanded that governors in all states respect the right of women to travel across state lines.
Well, who's stopping women from traveling?
Exactly. I mean, it's just nonsense.
It's not like the Texas Rangers are set up at the border with checkpoints. You got a baby inside you?
But here's the other part of this. He also demanded that governors allow women access to medicine that the Food and Drug Administration has approved. Now,
well,
you say, why?
Medicine, okay.
Wait a minute, hold
but
on.
Medicine makes people better.
Okay, but many people say, might say, well, why is he making a statement about making sure that we respect the right of women to access medicine that the FDA has approved? Because Biden is referring to abortion medication that, well, it terminates the life of the unborn child.
It's poison for a fetus that you can order through the mail. And Louisiana just outlawed it. And the Democrat governor, John Bel Edward, just signed it into law this week. You cannot order those pills in the state of Louisiana. But again, medicine is supposed to make people better. These abortion pills don't make you better. They kill the baby inside you.
Okay, but it is true that the FDA approved these types of medicines for women.
These pills.
Well, now let's just say, okay, pills.
Right.
You know, I say
for birthing persons.
For birth. Yeah, I was going to say. Maybe I was overstepping.
No, let's try and stay very grounded in reality.
Okay.
These are pills that cause the death of a human being inside a woman.
But they were approved 20 years ago to, as the government puts it, to safely end early pregnancies, and is commonly used to treat miscarriages. Here's the problem with some of that, though, is that normally you must see a doctor first.
Right.
It's a two-step process. You go in, the doctor administers these pills to you in his or her office, and then you take the rest of those pills next day at home, but you're doing it under the care and
guide
of a doctor, of a physician.
Right.
Well, Biden and those on the left, they don't think you need to include a doctor. This is something you can order off of, or they would like you to be able to order off of Amazon.
Right. Just have it
house. Exactly.
And you do whatever you want. You take whatever medical procedures you want. Again, that in the life of another human being. Now, look, if a woman has had a miscarriage, that's something a physician should be involved in. Right? Because we've got some other potential complications. There are other things going on. That is a tragic event, and we need physicians involved in that. We should be banning the ability for doctors to help women recover from a miscarriage. But that's a very different thing than an abortion.
Leading the charge is Michelle and Barack Obama.
Mm-hmm.
They say that Americans should protest this Supreme Court decision. And it's so absolutely.
You should not protest a court. I'm sorry. You should not protest a court. The former president of the United States, who represented one third of the branch of the federal government, should know better than telling people to protest a court. That is absolutely beyond the pale. Protest your legislature.
Wait a minute.
That's fine because those people
vote.
Why
not? What's wrong with protesting a
court
decision?
Because a court should not be subject to the whims of the mob.
Okay, but that's a different
question
altogether.
They should be paying attention to what the law is. If you want to protest, go protest legislatures and get them to do what you want. But protesting judges is the wrong avenue.
Okay, well, they're expressing their dissatisfaction.
They're trying to intimidate judges.
Well, it's a little late. I mean, the toothpaste is out of the
tube
now.
But the president shouldn't be telling people, the former president shouldn't be telling people to do that because it's not respecting the balance of power of the Constitution that he swore an oath to uphold. And that oath didn't end when he left office.
But here's what's so perverted about why they're so heartbroken. Here, and this is Michelle Obama. This is a direct quote. "I am heartbroken," she says, "for the teenage girl full of zest and promise who won't be able to finish school or live the life she wants because her state controls her reproductive decisions."
That's an absolute falsehood. I know women who had babies as teenagers got through high school.
But Steven,
just having a baby doesn't mean you can't get through high school.
But let's step back from that for a moment.
Yeah.
What about the decision of that teenage girl?
Right.
What about the lack of... Now, look, I know that many good families, you know, there are young girls,
it happens.
I understand that. But at the same time, is there no responsibility on the individual expected here?
And if you're upset that a teenage girl is going to have a harder time in high school because she has to have the baby now, you weren't upset that the human being was going to be denied the opportunity to ever go to school because they were killed before they were born? That doesn't break your heart?
And you know what's interesting, and it's not been talked about since Roe v. Wade in 1972, but the justices there said, if the suggestion of personhood of the fetus is established, the appellant's case, of course, collapses. That's what's happened today.
Yes.
Those justices in 1972 left the door open for what has happened today because there have been leaps and bounds in medical science that has established that personhood of the unborn.
Let's get to the top three things you need to know before tomorrow. As we were just talking about, the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade Friday morning, the 1973 case that said there was a constitutional right to abortion is no longer the law of the land. In Dobbs v. Jackson, Women's Health, the Supreme Court ruled, quote, "Roe was egregiously wrong from the start. In his opinion, Justice Samuel Alito said, quote, it is time to heed the Constitution and return the issue of abortion to the people's elected representatives. That means abortion hasn't been outlawed across the nation, only that the decision of whether to permit abortions or outlaw them lies with the state legislatures, not the Supreme Court.
And you know what's going to be a natural result of all of this is there are some states that are going to be abortion destinations.
Abortion tourism is a real thing. Second thing you need to know before tomorrow, the House and Senate passed a new gun control bill that will be signed into law by President Biden. The bill mandates increased background checks on people under 21 who are buying guns. It also includes bribe money for the states that implement red flag laws, which allows courts to take guns away from people that other individuals think are not mentally stable. The House passed the bill on Friday morning, and the Senate passed it on Thursday evening with 15 Senate Republicans joining all the Democrats. The bill was only introduced late Wednesday, giving senators less than an hour to read it before they had to take their first vote on it. No amendments or proposals were allowed in the Senate.
And, of course, President Trump, former President Trump. I don't think we have to refer to him as former. I think the appropriate formal way is
the once in future president.
But nevertheless, he says this gun control bill that's been passed by the Senate is the first step toward taking away our firearms. I think he's right.
Second thing, or third thing you need to know before tomorrow, Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul Pelosi, has been charged with DUI and causing injury. Paul Pelosi was arrested last month after driving home after getting into a car wreck. The Speaker of the House was not with him at the time as she was giving a speech on the East Coast. If convicted, the 82-year-old husband of the person third in line to be president could spend a minimum of 5 days in jail and up to 5 years of probation.
You know, the good thing out of all of this, no one was injured. No one was killed. You
right.
know, I mean,
it could have been worse.
And if he does, if he pays the price, if he follows the laws that the rest of us have to follow,
that's fine. That's all we want. We'll be right back.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Conservatives are being censored on social media.
Big media.
In colleges.
Public schools.
And in woke corporations all across this country.
That means talk radio is the last beacon of free speech in America.
So when you hear businesses supporting free speech by advertising on this station, we should thank them.
They've put their money where their values are, and you should do the same.
Make sure you're spending your dollars at companies that understand that free speech isn't free.
Conservative listeners need to support conservative advertisers.
Because liberty is never more than one generation away from extinction.
Terry, I don't think I've ever seen you show up to the studio in a pair of slippers. I almost fell
you
out of my chair.
You can wear them anywhere. I swear.
You literally wore your slippers to work.
Okay, they are the furriest feeling things when my feet go in there, and they have the rubber sole that's thick enough that you can wear them outside. I wore them shopping.
Or to work.
People will look down and go, I know, they're my slippers. They look cool.
They're a beautiful color. That pink
feel so
is
good.
Very pretty. Listen, my sheets.
Really?
Those geese. The sheets. Girl, I've slept like a baby.
Those are 60% off right now.
60% off if you use the AGR code.
I love the towels.
Yeah, the
My
towels
pillows.
Are awesome too.
Yes.
They dry good. They're a great size.
And
but I'm going to get those slippers because some days I don't have shoes to wear to work.
I think they're 50% off now if you use the AGR code. For
are
your
you
going to
get
be
me some slippers? Because I won't order
some.
Them. Then I'll get your sheets.
Okay.
Okay, we'll
Deal.
Do that.
Don't forget to use the AGR code.
MyPillow your people up. Go to MyPillow.com and type in the letters AGR for your discount code.
American Ground Radio is in nearly 40 markets across our great country, and we're expanding every month. American Ground Radio is looking for businesses that join with the fastest growing conservative talk shows in our country. When you become a sponsor of American Ground Radio, you'll see results, and you'll support a show that represents conservatives who love their country. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor in your market, go to AmericanGroundRadio.com and click on Contact.
Okay, I love my country, but you should already know. If you feeling this, it's American Ground Radio. If your country feels broken, there ain't no need to wait up. It's time to come together, time to make us all greater. Yeah, time to get it hyped. That's the message that I send you. The American dream, live to your fullest potential. Much love to the creator. I hope you hear me though. Now's the time, American Ground Radio.
If you say what you want to say and let the words fall out, honestly, I want to see you be brave.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Palmer. Louis R. Avalone.
It's just what we need.
What's that?
Another vaccine.
No, we don't need
a monkeypox.
Oh my God!
Vaccine. No, New York City is now offering
monkeypox vaccines. Isn't this interesting?
And
there's a disease,
and they're overwhelmed with those that are looking for it.
Well, of course, because we scare people into this. But isn't it interesting that we have a brand new disease most people have never heard of, and within a month of us finally getting monkeypox coming to America, well, lo and behold, we have a vaccine.
Now, this is a story.
Dun, dun, dun.
This may be from the New York City government,
okay,
where they issued a press release saying some 28 people have tested positive for the virus in the city.
In all of New York, we got 28? Oh, my God.
Since May, almost all of them are men who have had sex with other men.
Okay.
Apparently, in total, New York City represents more than 20% of all cases diagnosed nationwide. So we're talking about less than 150 people.
Nationwide.
Nationwide.
But I mean, hey, we got a monkeypox vaccine. Let's go ahead and do that.
But apparently, demand is so high that they've had to cut off walk-in appointments. And you have to schedule a visit.
You have to schedule a visit for your monkeypox vaccine.
Okay, now, on the heels of saying how few people have tested positive for monkeypox,
right,
the federal government has ordered 500,000 doses of monkeypox vaccine.
Less than 150 people have gotten it. And it's been at least in the U.S. at least a month.
A drug company.
Since May.
A drug company that makes one of the few licensed vaccines against monkeypox says it is confident it can meet the demand amid the outbreak.
500,000 doses for 28 people in New York.
Doesn't make any sense, does it? I mean, and this is on the heels, of course, the CDC issuing that bizarre sexual guideline for Americans infected or who might think they're infected with monkeypox.
Okay. Well, moving on, we got a question for our American mamas. Dear mamas, are we raising a generation of monsters? Who breaks into a home to hold a party? Who does that?
Well, let's ask our American mamas.
Mama.
And joining us now are American mamas Terry Nettaville and Denise Arthur. This is a story out of Florida, and this is interestingly a story that has an American mama connection.
Sure does.
The family that's involved, the family whose house was invaded by hundreds of kids, they broke into the house. They threw a massive party. Mm-hmm. They had boxing going on in the living room next to vases and things. They raided all of the rooms. They raided the closets. They stole stuff. All of this was captured on video, posted to social media, all of this. But the connection is, Denise, you know these people whose home it was.
I did.
You're actually really good friends with them.
I am. It's one of my best friends. It was our firstborn child, and I'm not going to use her name because they have not used their name. They have not spoken publicly about this. They're letting the Walton County Sheriff be the spokesperson and handle all this because they're not. I mean, their main thing is they want these children brought to justice. And when I say that, I know these two, hard working. I mean, when I tell you hard working, that doesn't even begin to put a label on the man of this house.
But Denise, the people that are defending this action, they say, well, these are rich people. So you're saying they're hardworking, but
okay,
they're rich.
Okay, you know what? I'm very defensive about that. And I call that the George Floyd syndrome because mm-hmm. that's what happened. That's what we taught America. That's what we taught our youth, that when something doesn't go your way, it's okay to go tear up other people's stuff because in your mind, oh, they have it. How many times
did you
Walgreens,
see looting?
So
they've got insurance.
They got insurance.
They're fine. This doesn't affect them.
And that's not what...
The wrong message.
The things, the items, the jewelry, the clothes, all the things that were destroyed. A four-year-old child's room that was, when I say destroyed, I don't begin to even touch it.
I wish you guys could see the pictures that Denise showed us.
Done it's done out of anger.
It's devastating.
But those, that is not, you can't, the sense of security. And let me tell you something. I don't care if you live in a tiny home, 800 square feet, or you live in an $8 million home. It's your home. It's your sanctuary. It's your place where your children feel the safest.
Exactly.
And that's how it should be.
And now so they feel don't get violated. To come in.
Well, yeah, they and are violated. They're, girl, every drawer, every closet, their clothes were tried
her
on.
Shoes. They opened up all of her shoe boxes.
They took stuff that it's unbelievable, but they're so stupid. You know, here's the thing, and what I love about the sheriff in Walton County, he keeps telling these kids, let me tell you something. Nothing's safe with a subpoena. So, you know, people, these kids have gotten into this false sense of security, especially with Snapchat, because they think it's gone and it's gone forever. Mm-hmm. Wrong. Big wrong. Right. Not with a subpoena. It is not gone forever. So, I mean, and people, apparently, they're almost trying to be influencers that throw these ragers. And so it's crazy. They're just trying to get to the bottom of it.
If you see the story, you can see the video of these kids, teenagers, boxing in the foyer of this beautiful home. And I mean, it made me rage inside watching it, because I'm looking at their vases and their lamps. And
and it's not their home.
It's not their home.
Well, that's the thing. And you know, some of the parents are saying, some of the people are saying, well, what if the kids didn't know? What if they didn't know that it wasn't a legal party? Well, what in the hell's name legal party do you go to, and what Cracker Jack land, and it's okay to go into somebody's home and break through cases, go through boxes of cigars and smoke in the media room to go and collect someone's Super Bowl rings that they've collected, to be dumb enough to put it on Snapchat, which is what blew this whole thing up to begin with. But the thing about it is, your kids know when they're in an environment that is wrong, if they don't have the filter that it would have taken that night to know you were in the middle of something that wasn't right, then you have failed them as a parent. But I'm going to tell
they
you.
They knew that it was wrong, because when they found out the cops were coming, they fled.
Yeah, they were all
so
getting
you
out
don't
of there.
Flee unless you know you're in the wrong.
This is what really ticks me off, and I'm going to hurry real quick. But here's the thing. This is one of those things, and I was just telling the mom. I was like, tell me your child was there without telling me your child was there. So this one woman posts, parents, if your child or young adult was involved in the break-in party that occurred this past weekend in Seaside, which it wasn't Seaside, but anyway, that's another story. Please retain a lawyer now. Let your child know you love them. I'm concerned that with the sharing of these pictures and videos, many of them may feel hopeless and turn to death as an option. Be prepared to sue everyone sharing the videos, including the Sheriff's Department, Facebook, etc. If any of those kids commit suicide, I would suggest the parents sue WCSO and any news outlet or person that continues to share the videos. That, my friends, is what's wrong with America.
That's the problem.
And that's what's wrong with our children right there. Because Karen has already thrown a blanket on everybody and everything. She has gone from, my kids did something terrible, I'm going to make them stand up, be accountable for it, to they're going to commit suicide and I'm going to sue everybody in town.
It's everybody else's fault that they broke in on this party.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Accountability no longer exists. And this is scary. This is a generation that we have to be careful with. And that is the sense that the homeowners have. And that's the way the dad feels about it. And he's a young man himself. And he wants accountability.
I do too.
And that's all he wants.
Absolutely.
You can't replace the stuff. He'll have to make his family feel safe again. And he will. Things in their home can be replaced. But you know what? The favor that he can do for the rest of us by teaching these kids a lesson when their parents don't have the gall to do it, then good on him.
Amen.
If you'd like to ask our American Mamas a question, go to our website, AmericanGroundRadio.com/mamas, and click on the Ask the Mamas button. Terry Netteville, Denise Arthur, thank y'all so much.
Thank you.
Well, coming up next here on American Ground Radio, we are digging deep. We'll be right back.
Choosy Moms choose American Ground Radio. It's smooth, creamy, and now contains 7 grams of protein per serving. With Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
MyPillow is now a proud sponsor of American Ground Radio,
which is really great. I mean, we all have MyPillow products at home, and it's so fantastic that an industry leader like MyPillow has invested in American Ground Radio coast to coast.
And because we're now working with MyPillow, you can get some great deals. If you go to their website, MyPillow.com, type in the letters AGR for your discount code, you get some massive discounts right away.
Right, like the luxurious Giza Dream Sheets. They're 60% off right now with the AGR code. I'm telling you, no sleepless nights with these folks.
Or you get a six-piece MyPillow towel set for $70 off. That's a huge discount just by typing in three little letters, AGR.
You can get $50 off the classic MyPillow right now with the AGR discount code.
And on every single item, thanks to the sponsorship of MyPillow and American Ground Radio, you save bigly. Huge.
Yeah, so go to MyPillow.com and type in those letters, A-G-R, and start sleeping like a baby tonight.
Extraordinary. America's history is filled with bright spots, too. The greatness of America is that it allows each of us to see the greatness within ourselves. That is how America became great. One dream, one bright spot at a time.
Bright Spots Big Country, What Makes America Great by Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iBooks, and brightspotsbigcountry.com.
Ronald Reagan once asked, are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world? Well, that's why we made this CD. Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
Mine eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device. Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation.
When it comes to liberal ideology, we're not just flattening the curve, we're stopping the spread. American Ground Radio, common sense radio for common sense people.
Everything to know about me is written on this page. Number you can reach me.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
I was going to say, I surely would like to have been a fly on the wall in this meeting, but I think, you know, as a fly, I would just
get swatted
or want to fly away.
Okay.
Vice President Kamala Harris today met with attorneys general from seven Democratic-led states and suggested that they may be able to lead legal challenges of any new state abortion restrictions that would grow out of an upcoming Supreme Court ruling. Of course, that ruling is expected really
anytime.
Any hour.
Yeah.
I mean, at this point. Now, many people said, well, maybe they're delaying the decision because they're wanting to protect the court in terms of they want to protect the justices. They want to get all their ducks in a row.
The left is going to riot. As soon as it comes out, they'll start burning things down.
But there are other folks out there, and this is Jonathan Turley's decision, or excuse me, Jonathan Turley's opinion.
And by the way, Turley is not a big-time conservative. He, for most of my life, I considered him a liberal. I would now consider him fairly centrist.
Right. He's an attorney and professor at George Washington University Law School.
Right.
And he says that Chief Justice Roberts likes to put on a show and that he is saving this decision regarding Roe v. Wade for the end of the court's session. And he says, Jonathan Turley is in his article says, it's not so much to do with the court's safety as much as it has to do with the wow factor an opinion like this on Roe v. Wade will have on the American people.
Well, look, they put down a pretty big decision on the getting rid of the concealed carry restrictions in New York State. That was a pretty big story, right?
Well, it's here at the end. I mean, because the court has to issue that opinion by June the 30th.
But what I'm saying is all the other opinions that they've done that might be controversial,
people aren't really going to focus on those as much as the one Roe v. Wade.
So you're saying if he came out with, or if the court were to drop that opinion with regards to Roe v. Wade any earlier than being the very last one.
Right. Then people would also go, oh, yeah, well, that's a bad decision, too. That's a bad decision. They'd focus on the others. This way, all those others are going to get washed away by Dobbs v. Jackson.
I see. Okay. But, you know, and maybe that's the strategy. But if it's because Justice Roberts wants to put on a show, it's kind of like, wait, what are your interests here? Is it?
Yeah, I'm not convinced. I read that article. I'm not fully convinced on the merits of it. Roberts likes to try and be as center of the road as possible. This ruling is not going to do that. And I don't think he's a showman. He didn't sew the extra gold stripes on his sleeve like Rehnquist did. You know what I mean?
Well, within the next week, which it's 1 week, a week from today, June the 30th, we'll find out.
Let's dig deep.
Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, about to step down.
All right, earlier this week, we were talking about how the media doesn't think it needs to cover both sides of a news story anymore, right? That people in the media think they do a better job of getting stories right than the general public does. Remember that discussion we had?
Well, and for many reporters, they just can't help but inserting their own personal opinion. And I think that's, for any journalist, it takes a lot of effort to sanitize your reporting with respect to what your biases may be, your pre-existing biases
might be. And if you stop thinking that that's important, you're going to stop putting in the effort to get rid of your bias in your reporting.
Right. I think it takes a very special kind of person.
It does.
To do true journalism.
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate that.
I wasn't talking about you, but I mean, you certainly do qualify.
All right. There are signs that people in the media are living in a bubble and they don't know what Americans actually care or think about. There's a new poll by Rasmussen that adds to that belief. Let's start with, Lewis, I'm going to ask you a question. What do you think is the number one issue for voters this fall?
The number one issue.
You're on a political talk show. You're connected into the people. You're a man of the people, right? What do you think the people's number one issue heading into this fall election
is? It's the economy, stupid.
Is the economy stupid? Any particular aspect of the economy?
You're not calling you stupid.
No, I get
that. That harkens back to Bill Clinton era.
Right. Is there any particular part of it that you think?
Well, inflation.
Okay. Here's what people told Rasmussen. Number one, gas price increases. 92% of Americans surveyed were concerned. 68% were very concerned with gas price increasing.
And just anyone doing the math out there, 92% necessarily includes a considerable amount of Democrats. A
lot of them. Number two on the list was inflation. 92% concerned, 69% very concerned. Number three was the economy in general, 89% concerned, 69% very concerned. So those are all somewhat related, right?
It's the economy.
It's the economy. And 9 out of 10 Americans are concerned about the economy, with 7 out of 10 very concerned. Make sense?
And here's the thing. Many people say, well, they're concerned, but they know that the policies are working, that things are going to get better.
Are you concerned about things that you know are getting better?
Exactly. That's my point.
You're not.
That is my point.
That's not what the word means.
You can't read this. You certainly could, but it would be illogical.
You'd be lying to yourself.
They're concerned because they know it's getting worse.
And this seems like a big deal. 9 out of 10 people concerned about something. It's a big deal, right?
Significant. Significant.
If you worked in the media, shouldn't you be aware of what the public thinks is a big deal? Shouldn't you?
You would think.
So Rasmussen asked reporters, what do you think is the top issues for voters this midterm?
Oh, this is rich. Oh, this is rich. Absolutely.
Number one, climate change.
I shouldn't say no one cares about climate change, but comparatively speaking,
to the other things,
when 9 out of 10 Americans can agree, these are the top three concerns,
and they're all
have,
dealing with the economy,
and none of them have anything to do with climate change.
And the press comes out and says the number one issue is climate change. What planet are you living on where you think the number one issue for voters this fall will be climate change? Actually, climate change, the climate change policies the Biden administration has been putting in place actually caused the number one issue for voters, gas prices.
Exactly.
Right? So how out of touch are journalists? Where does climate change actually fall on the list of concerns for voters?
I don't know. You see, Reuters only published the top 8 concerns for voters, and climate change isn't there. It's not in the top 8.
Didn't even make the list.
Violent crime, election integrity, that was number 5. Number 6, school issues. Number 7, election cheating. Number 8, illegal immigration. Notice how number election integrity and election cheating on this list, and the press won't even report about any of it. And if you say that there's been election cheating, they call you a liar. Now, here's what's worse. None of the top 6 things the media says are concerning made the list of the top 8 things that the voters care about. The media says it's abortion rights, number 2, number 3, Ukraine war, number 4, the Capitol riot investigation, number 5, COVID-19, number 6, LGBTQ issues.
The media is so out of step with the American people, and we've talked about it before. No one trusts them anymore.
Right, because they aren't trustworthy. They don't think that they have to cover both sides. And by not covering the other side, they're only focused on what they think is important. And it turns out that by not even trying to get an understanding of what the other side believes, they end up not knowing what most people are concerned about.
You know, it reminds me, Mark Twain said, if you don't read the news, you're uninformed. If you do read the news, you're misinformed.
Climate change is our number one problem. Who's spreading misinformation now? We'll be right back.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Terry, I don't think I've ever seen you show up to the studio in a pair of slippers. I almost fell out of my chair.
You can wear them anywhere. I swear.
You literally wore your slippers to work.
Okay, they are the furriest feeling things when my feet go in there. And they have the rubber sole that's thick enough that you can wear them outside. I wore them shopping.
Or to work.
People will look down. I'll go, I know. They're my slippers. They look cool.
They're a beautiful color. That pink is very pretty. Listen, my sheets.
Really?
Those Giza sheets. Girl, I've slept like a baby.
Those are 60% off right now.
60% off if you use the AGR code.
I love the towels.
Yeah, the towels are awesome, too. Yes. They dry good. They're a great size. But I'm going to get those slippers because some days I don't have shoes to wear to work.
I think they're 50% off now if you use the AGR code.
Are you going to get me some slippers? Because I won't order
some.
Them. Then I'll get your sheets.
Okay,
we'll
deal.
Do that.
Don't forget to use the AGR code.
MyPillow your people up. Go to MyPillow.com and type in the letters AGR for your discount code.
Ronald Reagan once asked, are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world? Well, that's why we made this CD. Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
Mine eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device. Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation.
American Ground Radio is in nearly 40 markets across our great country, and we're expanding every month. American Ground Radio is looking for businesses to join with the fastest growing conservative talk shows in our country. When you become a sponsor of American Ground Radio, you'll see results and you'll support a show that represents conservatives who love their country. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor in your market, go to AmericanGroundRadio.com and click on Contact.
Hey, Denise Arthur here. We've just finished rebuilding our website from the ground up. Go to AmericanGroundRadio.com and you'll find our latest podcasts, videos, and blog posts. And you'll also find our new online store. At AmericanGroundRadio.com/shop, you'll find the Conservative Kid Growth Kit, the Freedom Sings CD, the Presidential Tumblr, and our book, Bright Spots Big Country. And checkout is simple, safe, and secure. So go ahead and head on over to AmericanGroundRadio.com/shop today.
Okay, I love my country, but you should already know. If you feeling this, it's American Ground Radio. If your country feels broken, there ain't no need to wait up. It's time to come together, time to make us all greater. Yeah, time.
time to get it hype. That's the message that I send you. The American dream, live to your fullest potential. Much love to the creator. I hope you hear me though. Now's the time, American Ground Radio.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
Why did these officers in Uvalde not do more to save those children?
I don't know.
Apparently, they had four ballistic shields inside the school during the standoff with the gunman. The first arrived 58 minutes, okay, before the officers stormed the classrooms. 58 minutes passed. And in the meantime, kids were calling 911.
Yep.
The gunman was holed up in one of the adjoining classrooms, and he continued to shoot and kill survivors of his initial massacre.
Right.
I mean,
I don't know why they didn't go in. But that's the thing we talk about, that, you know, that the whole idea of a good guy with the gun, that only works if you've had training. That only works if in the moment you decide to be the good guy with the gun.
I don't think there's any justifiable excuse.
I don't either.
If officers, which apparently they were in the hallway of this school with rifles, and at least one ballistic shield within 10 minutes.
And didn't go in.
Meanwhile, 19 kids and two teachers lost their lives. There needs to be some answers. And I know this story is just unfolding.
But there definitely need to be some answers. And there need to be some people who are answerable. Let's get to a bright spot. Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor spoke to the American Constitution Society on Thursday of last week, and she took the opportunity to say some very nice things about Justice Clarence Thomas. Take a listen.
Justice Thomas is the one justice in the building that literally knows every employee's name, that they, every one of them. And not only does he know their names, he remembers their families' names and histories. He's the first one who will go up to someone when you're walking with him and say, is your son okay? How's your daughter doing in college? He's the first one that, when my stepfather died, sent me flowers in Florida.
That's pretty nice. Yeah?
Even though he's a conservative. Well, I mean, look, just a horrible ogre of a man.
Not just a conservative. Justice Thomas is probably the person on the court hated by the left more than any other, right? I mean, what other, maybe Kavanaugh, he's hated as much as
Thomas? No, I think that Thomas is, because he goes against the grain. He doesn't fit the narrative. I mean, that's one of the reasons that he's called an Uncle Tom. I mean, he's hated by the left for more than just his beliefs. The fact that many people feel that he betrays his race,
which is a racist idea in the first place.
It's a whole other subject.
Sotomayor said she and Thomas were almost always on the opposite side of opinions, that those two have joined each other's opinions less often than any other two members of the court. But they have a friendship that's really rooted in one simple thing.
But I think we share a common understanding about people and kindness towards them. That's why I can be friends with him and still continue our daily battle over our difference of opinions in cases.
Just comes down to kindness.
No, I think that's very nice.
Yeah.
But it's almost as if she's trying to, and again, just think of this from the mind of a liberal.
Okay.
she's trying to justify to that audience why she is civil to Clarence Thomas.
Okay.
I don't think Clarence should. Thomas would even attempt to justify why he is civil to Sotomayor.
Well, he wouldn't. If he did, all he would have to do is just quote John 13:36, last commandment I give to you that you love one another, right? Just you do that and the whole right goes, oh, okay, I get it. But to the left, you can't just quote scripture. You have to give something else. Now, she does talk about why they disagree on things so much. Take a listen to this.
I've often said to people, Justice Thomas believes that every person can pull themselves up by their bootstraps. I believe that some people can't get to their bootstraps without help. They need someone to help them lift their foot up so they can reach those bootstraps. That's a very different philosophy of life.
No, it's not. No, it is absolutely not. It's like what John Kennedy said. Americans deserve a helping hand. That's very different than a hand out. So Justice Thomas believes, yes, people should be assisted. There are mm-hmm. those in our society
that need
who are
help.
Unable to help themselves.
But whose responsibility is it to help them? It's their family's responsibility. It's their neighbor's responsibility. It's their community's. It's not the federal government's responsibility to help everybody put their boots on. That's not what America is about, and that's not what our federal government is good at.
No, that is the point right there.
But regardless of the ideological positions, it is a bright spot to see that Justice Thomas and Justice Sotomayor can be friends and that she's willing to admit it in public.
She seems incredulous to the idea, though, to some degree.
Maybe it's because the audience was. Coming up, got a moment of woe. Stick around.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
MyPillow is now a proud sponsor of American Ground Radio,
which is really great. I mean, we all have MyPillow products at home, and it's so fantastic that an industry leader like MyPillow has invested in American Ground Radio coast to coast.
And because we're now working with MyPillow, you can get some great deals. If you go to their website, MyPillow.com, type in the letters AGR for your discount code, you get some massive discounts right away.
Right, like the luxurious Giza Dream Sheets. They're 60% off right now with the AGR code. I'm telling you, no sleepless nights with these folks.
Or you get a 6-piece MyPillow towel set for $70 off. That's a huge discount just by typing in 3 little letters, AGR.
You can get $50 off the classic MyPillow right now with the AGR discount code.
And on every single item, thanks to the sponsorship of MyPillow and American Ground Radio, you save bigly. Huge.
Yeah, so go to MyPillow.com and type in those letters, AGR, and start sleeping like a baby tonight.
Hey, Denise Arthur here. We've just finished rebuilding our website from the ground up. Go to AmericanGroundRadio.com and you'll find our latest podcasts, videos, and blog posts. And you'll also find our new online store. At AmericanGroundRadio.com/shop, you'll find the Conservative Kid Growth Kit, the Freedom Sings CD, the Presidential Tumblr, and our book, Bright Spots Big Country. And checkout is simple, safe, and secure. So go ahead and head on over to AmericanGroundRadio.com/shop today.
Maybe it was that fourth grade teacher who believed in you. Or the big-eyed girl who smiled when you were the new kid. Maybe it was watching your child as she took her first steps. Those aha moments in life when everything seemed to come into focus. Those are the bright spots that lift us up when we're feeling down and show us a path from the ordinary to the extraordinary. America's history is filled with bright spots, too. The greatness of America is that it allows each of us to see the greatness within ourselves. That is how America became great. One dream, one bright spot at a time.
Bright Spots Big Country, What Makes America Great by Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iBooks, and brightspotsbigcountry.com.
American Ground Radio is in nearly 40 markets across our great country, and we're expanding every month. American Ground Radio is looking for businesses that join with the fastest-growing conservative talk shows in our country. When you become a sponsor of American Ground Radio, you'll see results and you'll support a show that represents conservatives who love their country. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor in your market, go to AmericanGroundRadio.com and click on Contact.
Hi, I'm Louis R. Avalone.
And I'm Stephen Parr from American Ground Radio. One of the worst parts about the government's COVID lockdowns is that they trampled on our First Amendment rights to freely assemble and to worship.
Too many of us have gotten into the habit of not going to church.
Don't let the government's temporary act of tyranny lead you to a permanent act of rebellion against God.
This weekend, make sure you are fully exercising your First Amendment rights by assembling in the church of your choosing.
It's time to get back to normal.
It's time to get back to God.
It's time to go back to church. Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
You know, when you visit a military installation in this country, you can't help but come away feeling inspired and thankful for those who are willing to serve.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I had the opportunity today to go to Fort Polk Army Base
in Louisiana.
In Louisiana.
Yeah.
And you meet people, folks that have been serving this country, you know, like an auto mechanic. He's been serving this country for 35 years. He's been on several tours of duty. He keeps all of the equipment
right
running
in the motor pool.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, I told him, I said, thank you for your service.
Mm-hmm.
He says, you are who I do this for.
Right.
And I was like, you do this for people you've never met.
Never
people
will.
People that you may never meet.
Right.
Anyway, it was inspirational. And the equipment, I mean, all of the Humvees, all of the military equipment, and then to think, I mean, when you see it up close and you see row after row of military armored vehicles, all types of weaponry, when you see it up close and then you realize what we left behind in Afghanistan, I mean, you can't forget that.
Right.
This was deliberate.
It was dereliction of duty.
Anyway,
from the commander in chief. We should have said, whoa. Well, we've been doing some recordings this week for our coming 4th of July special, What Makes America Great. We've talked to Dinesh D'Souza, Senator John Kennedy, Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Oh, it's been a big week.
It's going to be a great show. And this is the fifth year for our radio special. We've had some great guests in the past, but I've always wished we could have asked Ronald Reagan what he thought makes America great.
Oh, that would have been a great one.
I actually ran across a quote from him that might give us the answer. You want to hear it?
Yeah, yeah.
The dreams of people may differ, but everybody wants their dreams to come true. And America, above all places, gives us the freedom to do that.
Yeah, the freedom to dream.
Gotta love Reagan.
I love that.
May your pursuit of happiness bring you joy.
Anytime, anywhere. Smartphone, TuneIn Radio app, WGSO.com. On the AM dial at 990, we are WGSO New Orleans.